out in prepare. No shortcuts, it ain't no cheese there. I brought the whole city out like a street fair. Yeah. And f*** it, I'm the coldest white rapper in the game since the one with the bleach there. Yeah. They love it when I talk. I get around, yeah, I'm on my Tupac. I kinda feel it's no girl I could not get. I'm not found at the function if it's not lit. Yeah. It's Nathan that no one can tell me. I made it here dolo, nobody to help me. From the Bay to birthplace of the hyphy. So come and say to my face you don't like me. Like I'm always found where the trouble's at. Drinking brown, now I'm off a cup of that. Your girl's on me, what's up with that? If I like her, all we'll really take is a double tap. Having visions of being an A-list singer, a Kardashian or a Jenner. But Ye's got Kim, Tiger swooped up Kylie, so it's one left, watch me go get her. Yeah, they tell me calm down, that I'm too lit, can't calm down. I'm so drunk right now, I might fall down. I don't give a f- how boring do y'all sound. Yeah, up and down on a Wednesday. Then we do the same the next day. The next star out the bay is easy. Yeah, that I mean for sure. Yeah, that I mean for cheesy. Hey.
I was wrong. Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And today is actually my last show, show 8. But with me, I have, as you all were waiting for, my last guest, aka
DJ
Flea.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh, we just totally bust the levels right there.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Earbuds. Remember last week how we totally, my aunt had texted me and she was like, you definitely broke the speakers. It was just like a bunch of like ratchet like noise. Okay, so I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit upset. I'm very sad that it's my last show, because I've loved doing this and I've grown to really enjoy speaking over radio and doing things with, you know, microphones and all that kind of stuff. Because I don't know if any of you guys knew, but my first show, I was so nervous because I hated my voice over radio. I thought it was so gross. And, you know, it's normal for people to, you know, feel that their voice over radio and, you know, video is bad. But I was actually given a lot of nice compliments from, you know, my fellow peers and some of my teachers, and they were like, no, like, your voice is actually really good, and it boosted my confidence. And so I've grown to literally love radio, because I'm like, you know what, if people enjoy my voice, then I should learn to enjoy my voice.
Yeah.
And without them behind me, I probably would have hated doing this. So,
well, I think you're doing great.
Thank you. Yeah. DJ Fleek, that's such a cute name. I'm crying. Okay,
thanks.
Let me like adjust my mic, hold on. Because it's all okay, here we go, because I can see you better.
There we go.
Alrighty. Oh, Jazz is having some technical. No, it's okay. I know. Gosh. We're kind of like
these mics, I don't know, I'm just not feeling the mics or the headsets today.
No, me either. And the mic, I feel, I don't know, the mic,
there we go.
Kinda, yeah, we're adjusting, people, we're adjusting. But yes, I'm very sad that it's my last show. Today actually I was able and fortunate enough to host Penguin Press Pass during, I want to say between 12 and 1:15. And that's kind of like, as a class, we do it together. And what we do is, you know, we report on news stories that have happened during the last week. And we all kind of team up. There's a host, there's an announcer, there's felicitators, there's engineers. It's the whole nine. And I was able, unfortunate enough, to have people like nominate me to be the host. And I was so nerve-wracked. I was like freaking out. I had been rehearsing it since Wednesday, and I was so nervous, but I really enjoyed it. And I love the fact that people were standing behind me, pushing me to do it, because I totally went out of my comfort zone with doing it. Because when we do it, we're announcing and hosting in front of our entire class. And
oh,
so I have not gotten, I mean, as most of you know, I really want to be famous and have my own TV show, but I've never been in front of a camera. I've never been in front of people, you know, announcing.
Oh,
hosting.
So this is on a TV, like you're on TV?
We're not on TV, but we're doing it on, okay, so it's literally, it looks like a newsroom in a sense. Like there's
right.
a table, we sit up on a stand.
It's the room in the library, right?
Yeah, the comm lab.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I've never like really done anything where I've, you know, talked a lot. I mean, besides public speaking, which is kind of, you know, you get in, you get out in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never been able to host and everyone is, you know, saying things on my behalf and, you know, I'm introducing them and all that sort of jazz, LOL.
No pun intended.
But I was able to do that and I loved it. And I was so fortunate to be able to do that. And basically, okay, now I'm just rambling, but moral of the story is I love radio. I love being in front of people talking. As you know, I never I never shut up.
Yeah, what's new?
But long story short, I love it and I'm so sad this is my last show.
I'm so proud of you. You've come so far.
Thank you.
I've seen you grow since the beginning of the semester.
I know. You were on like what, my third show? Second or third?
I think so. I think I was on your third.
I feel
because Katie was on your second, right?
Yes. And you were my third, and then Emma was my fourth.
Are you sure? I think Emma came before me.
No, I thought you did.
Well, either way, I'm on it.
Yeah.
This is my third time on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is now my third time on your radio show.
Sorry guys, I just yawned because I ate Panda Express before this. I have like a really bad problem of eating right before I go on radio, and so now like it's all coming up, you know, it's coming back to me, and I'm like, whew, I get a little sleepy tired. A little sleepy tired.
You need to put that in the dictionary.
I know. No one, everyone, you know, at first hates that. And then
we just all start saying it now.
I know. The amount of people that I've said it in front of, they're like, oh my God, that makes no sense. You can't be sleepy and tired at the same time. And I'm like, yeah, you can. It's called sleepy tired. And that's when you're literally so tired, you're going to die. And I'm like, I'm so sleepy tired. And everyone's like, that's so stupid. Stop using that. And then...
Now we say it all the time.
Now there's about all my friends say it. And they're like, no, I'm sleepy tired. I need to go to bed. I'm like, yeah, me too. LOL. But okay. So to start off this segment, I am going to be talking. I kind of want to discuss with you. For those of you who don't know, Coachella happened for the weekend one, this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And Coachella is a music festival in what? Palm Springs?
I actually don't know. I have no idea.
Because it's in a desert, first of all. Like, there's no grass, there's no nothing. But there's lots of cool tents set up, and there's stages at each tent. There's food stands there, super good food. There's, like, In-N-Out that was catered there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This last weekend. And so it's a music festival, and it used to be, you know, kind of low-key. And then Vanessa Hutchins is basically the Coachella queen, and she... started going to Coachella, I want to say like 5-6 years ago when it was very like no one really knew about it. And now it's basically where you go to see celebrities because a ton of celebrities will go to Coachella and just kind of socialize, enjoy the music, food. So if you go to Coachella, you know, the tickets are about $700 to $800.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They're so expensive because I looked into going and I was like, I mean, I don't really want to go that much because I only knew a couple artists. So
that's insane. I have so many friends that have gone to Coachella either this past weekend or are on their way there right now.
Yeah, it's so expensive. It's insanely expensive. But yeah, all these, you know, artists have been going to, you know, perform music there. And the more years that pass, the bigger the artists that'll go and, you know, play there. Like G-Eazy was there. Flume's there. All these kind of people.
Kanye made a guest appearance at whose show? Whose show was it that he came in and not really crashed, but like he came and surprised and then their show got cut short. Did you hear about that?
No. What? What
is this? I don't really know. Some other rap artist. I don't.
Yeah, but no. Kanye West was there. He made, yeah, a surprise appearance, I heard. A lot of big, you know, artists have been going there a lot, and obviously the celebrities are then attracted, I feel like, to that kind of environment, so they all go. But yeah, Coachella happened weekend one this last weekend, and the artists that appeared there were, we have a list, celebrities such as, you know, obviously the Jenner sisters. Oh my gosh, that flipping panda, man. I'm like feeling it.
I was like, wait, what panda?
Panda Express. I'm like over here and I'm like, oh man, that orange chicken.
Oh man, I'm like.
Like, you know, when you eat so much and you like haven't digested yet, so you keep like, you're not burping, but it keeps like coming up and it's like hard to breathe.
Yeah, TMI.
I know. I'm like over here. I'm like,
fine, we're all fam.
So celebrities that appeared there were obviously the Jenner sisters, Lea Michele, Derek Ho, Paris Hilton, Kellan Lutz, who I don't know if you remember, he played mm-hmm. in Twilight. Mm-hmm. Zoe Kravitz, who I've recently become a huge fan of. She is gorgeous.
I knew her from the Hunger Games, right? Or was it Divergent? She's in Divergent.
I think she's in Divergent.
Yeah.
She's so pretty. Mm-hmm. She is, oh my gosh, I love her. Cody Simpson, Amber Rose was there. Jaden Smith with his girlfriend. They were spotted with a lot of PDA. Courtney Love. Darren Criss, Jamie Chung, who is on MTV, a ton of celebrities were there. And I mean, I wish I could have gone. It looks fun. It looks really fun. I mean, I would never get star treatment because, you know, the star treatment is basically there's these resorts there that actually do have grass and it's not desert. And there's like these giant pool parties. ColourPop had a little party there one day.
They had a little booth. I don't think it was just their party. It was like a big party with other different brands.
Yeah, it was like Revolve or something.
Yeah, Revolve. And I know ColourPop had a booth there and they were, you know, customizing eyeshadows and stuff and making them on demand. Yeah, it was really cool. I follow ColourPop on Snapchat and I was like watching
basically
the whole Revolve party.
That's so cute. I did not know they were making. I thought they were kind of selling things, giving away freebies. They were them.
They were packing stuff by hand, like shadows. I think they had lip liners and lippy sticks and stuff.
Already pre-made. Yeah.
That is so cute. For those of you who don't know, Jazz obviously has got me into ColourPop and I love them. And I think their site is so cute. Like it's they super cute. Themselves are so cute as like a brand.
You know, the only downside of ColourPop though is that their colors on the website are not really what you get.
I remember you telling me that.
They're completely different. So that's why I like to go on like YouTube and look up colors and see what they look like in swatches and on certain skin colors and stuff to see like what it would look like.
Yeah, I remember when I was, so Jazz totally, you know, egged me on to get my first couple ColourPop matte lippies. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Jazz, like this color looks so cute. And she goes, are you looking at it on the model's lips or on the actual swatches on the picture? And I'm like, I'm looking at it on her lips. And you were like, don't look at it on the lips, look at it on the arm colors.
Yep.
And I'm so glad I did that, because when it came, I did like it, but it definitely was different than what it had appeared on the model's lips. And I was like, wait, what?
It's like they edit the lips to make them look like a completely different color.
Yeah. And so I'm so glad you told me that. But I love ColourPop.
Trust me, I had to learn the hard way that it wasn't like how it looks on the lips.
That would be me. That would be my problem. I'd be like, oh my God.
But I've reached that point. And I know we always get on the track of makeup, but
I can't help it with you. I love talking about it with you.
Man, I'm sorry.
No, you've gotten me into it. I'm like, yeah.
I've just gotten to that point where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to rock any lippy color. Like, if I feel confident in it, I'm going to rock it. And you know, it's makeup. It's all art. It's creative. It's a way to express yourself.
I love the way you just said that, because it's so true. I'm not kidding. Ever since I met you, I've been so open to trying and like venturing out of my comfort zone and going into different like lippy colors and doing different. I mean, I'm very, you know, I stick to it with the lashes, but you've made me kind of Jasmine, DJ Fleek got me my first highlight and I love it. And you also got me into doing kind of bold lippies, because I was never, I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I'm blonde, fair skin, blue eyes. I have to stick with like nudes, pinks. And you totally got me into the whole, like, just go try like a shade darker and see how it looks. And I love it.
I love it.
Like ColourPop MIDI is like my shiz. MIDI
looks so good on you. It's insane.
I'm not even kidding. That makes me feel like I am like $1,000. I'm like, everyone.
More like $1 billion.
A million, billion, quadrillion.
There you go.
I love that shade. And I'm not even kidding. When I walked into your room and I was like, I don't know. Like, I swatched it on my hand, I remember. And I was like, I don't think this would work. And you were like, try it on. So I tried it on and I was like, I don't know. Like, because it was, you know, kind of daring. And you were like, no, it looks so good. And I was loved it.
And then you were wearing like your black shiny jacket. What jacket was that?
Was it the bomber one?
I don't think it was the bomber. Was it the bomber?
I don't know.
Maybe it was the bomber. It was a shiny black jacket.
I'm trying to...
Kind of shiny.
I mean, my bomber is kind of shiny because of the material.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. And your hair was like half up. Like you had like the little bun, I think.
Yes.
I don't know, something. I remember, but it looked really good.
My self-esteem go like through the... I'm like, you know what? Yeah.
You know what? You just got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I look damn good.
But anyway, so yeah. But I love it. Like... because we totally got on the topic of makeup because ColourPop was at Coachella.
Yeah. Oh, relevant.
Relevant.
Hashtag relevant.
Hashtag relevant. But so kind of like what I was leading into was the first story that I came upon was that Disney star Kelly Berglund was arrested at Coachella. So I'm telling you, these stories crack me up and I have no clue why. Anything with a Disney star being arrested or like, you know, getting caught drinking and driving is so funny.
It's hilarious because they make these celebrities out to be like they're super goody two shoes and super, I mean, not saying that they're not well-rounded, but it's just, it's funny how you keep catching Disney stars getting in trouble.
It's so funny,
you know, and they get rebellious.
They totally do. And that's when their contracts are like, yeah, we're going to be done with you. So I've never heard of this Kelly Berglund girl because she's 20, she's my age. So I looked her up. I was reading this article. There's a picture of her and she's actually really pretty. I think she's very kind of naturally pretty. She's like plain Jane, because there's a picture of her on this article. She's like my color skin tone, if those of you don't know, very fair. She has like this red lippy on and she has brown hair, and I think she's really pretty. But basically it was said that Oh, for those of you who don't know, she apparently stars on The Lab Rats on Disney XD. One of those stupid shows that, you know, after like we grew up, all of it became stupid.
Yep, basically.
I know. Disney, I feel like, has kind of gone downhill with their shows. I feel like they're not good. But she stars in this show called Lab Rats. And it says she was arrested at the Coachella Music Festival last Friday. The 20-year-old actress was caught carrying a fake ID, a spokesperson for the Indio Police Department told The Wrap. Berland was issued a citation and subsequently released. The incident doesn't appear to have derailed the actress's weekend, which was well documented in photos and other updates on her social media accounts, which concluded on Twitter with a post reading, "Thanks for the love, Coachella 2K16. And then there are her mugshots on here.
Like, if you're a celebrity, why do you have a fake ID? We can easily go on Wikipedia.
I know.
And look your behind up.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Literally, we looked her up on Wikipedia and it says she was born in 1996. Like, honey.
Oh my God.
That's just, it's just so dumb.
No, like, I know. Just, that's so, like.
Well, I guess it's easier for her to get away with it because she's a nobody. Like, I don't.
True.
I mean, don't know who she is. I've never seen her before in my life.
Me either.
But I don't know, someone had to have like snitched on her or something for her to get caught. I think so too. Because I mean, there's probably so many people that get in with fake IDs.
Oh yeah,
like
those are everywhere nowadays.
Oh yeah.
But
Jasmine, why are you laughing?
Nothing. But so the star on, you know, Kelly, she obviously was arrested and, you know, for a fake ID, and the article has her mugshot, and this mugshot is hilarious to me.
She's been crying.
Dude, her eyes are so puffy. Girl, get your shiz together.
You done, like, did this to yourself, girl.
Yeah, like, don't cry about it. You're the one who did it to yourself, you stupid idiot.
Sounds familiar.
I know, that's so true. Jasmine's like looking at me like hard. She's like, did it to yourself,
stupid idiot.
Can we just all talk about the entrance into this radio show first of all? What? My computer is at now 15%. Let's hope it lasts. I dropped the key to the radio station on the ground, like flinging it around the room.
She parked in my parking spot super crooked, and I tried to call her 20 times, and guess where her phone was? In her car. So where she was not.
I parked like a total, like, I'm going to keep it clean, like a jerk, and was parked in two spots.
Just think of a donkey.
Yeah.
That's how she parked.
Yeah.
Like a donkey.
I'm not kidding. So, Jazz, somehow, how did you contact me?
We had to call Kaylin and be like, hey, Kaylin, are you with Alyssa? Melissa called Kaylin.
Okay.
And was like, hey, are you with Alyssa? And she's like, no, but she's in her room. And we're like, okay, can you go tell her to move her car? She's parked in Jazz's spot.
If so you guys could see this face that Jasmine's making, she's like glaring at me right now.
We were literally like, who parks like that? It was like, there wasn't clearly another spot that you could have just parked in Jules's spot.
I know.
But no, you just had to take up mine and Jules'.
Dude,
I'll be real quick. And then she gets in the middle of talking to someone.
No,
an hour later.
I know. Oh my gosh. No, I'm not kidding. First of all, Jazz hella flipped out on me. Like, to me, I was like about to cry. I'm like, I literally thought for a minute you weren't going to come on here anymore. And I was like, oh my God, my last show, I'm going to end it by myself.
I was like, why the F would you park like that?
I know. I
was like, I'm literally so annoyed. And you're like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, move your car.
I literally, that's all I could say. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, Jazz, don't say that to me. I'm going to cry. Are you serious? And she's like, I'm so annoyed right now. And then you like disappeared. And I literally parked like that because I was supposed to be in and out to get some toilet paper.
You and in and out don't go together unless it's burgers and fries.
Okay? True, true. Honestly, that's going to be like my life, like, motto.
Just put it in all of your social media bios.
Like, that's going to be like my signature on my emails.
Lonely in and out if it includes in and burgers out. And fries.
But and then I saw Katie and we got talking and it was a really intense conversation, like real was intense. Really? I'm not kidding.
Intense enough to leave your car parked like that?
Okay, well, to me it was intense. So, but obviously to you, you were not feeling it. So
I was not.
I was so afraid I was going to get ripped a new one. And by a new one, I'm guessing you all know what a new one would be. I was like freaking out. But honestly, in my face would probably like this girl's mugshot. Like, my eyes were about to get real puffy. I was about to start crying. I was like, Jasmine hates me. She's never going to be my friend again. I'm going to have to end my last show by myself as a loner I'm not kidding. I was panicked. Oh, I almost called Tina and was like, Tina, can you please come on my show? Like, it's okay. You don't have to talk a lot. Like,
you really asked Tina?
I almost did because I was so tripping out that you weren't going to come on. And I was like, oh my gosh, like my aunt's hella excited.
After I parked my car, me and Mel went to Macy's because she wanted to get some Mac stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll be back in time for Alyssa's show. And then that's when you text me and you're like, if you don't want to go on my show anymore, I totally understand. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I literally, okay, I'm going to pull up these texts right now.
I was like, I'm so over it.
I texted Jasmine and I was like, where is it? I'm like, hi, I'm really sorry about the parking thing. I didn't mean to take up both spots. I just had planned to get in and out before my show, but I saw Katie and we got talking. And she's like, LOL, it's okay, don't trip. I'm like, do you still want to do the show? I'm like, if not, it's totally okay, I get it. And she goes, yeah, WTF, I'm not mad at you, Alyssa. And I was like, I was tripping. Literally, I'm not
mad at you, Alyssa.
I was tripping hard. I'm like, oh my gosh, who? Kirsty, Tina, anyone? Michelle, Connor, you put a, like, Dave,
PSA someone on your social media. You're
like,
host need.
Like, co-host needed real quick.
We'll pay.
We'll pay.
Sorry, guys. I couldn't.
She couldn't say it on air, so she had to, like, back up.
Sorry, Stu.
Stu?
Stu, it's not for you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not kidding. Whenever you're in here, I feel like I get through articles because it's so fun just talking to you, like, as a normal person.
We honestly just fall off the tracks. We totally start talking about random stuff.
Like, hey, what you do today? You're like... And I'm like, well, I parked at Jasmine's spot and she flipped out and I was freaking out that I wasn't going to have a co-host. Like,
oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. This is, oh gosh. My levels were so hot right there because I got a little freaked out even then. I'm like, oh my God, thank God she's here.
Just rethinking about it.
Rethinking stresses me out. So, oh my gosh, my aunt just texted me. The two of you, oh, hold on. It just flashed by my screen. The two of you need to get your own show. You are great together. We totally are because I'm not kidding. I've gone through one article. Like, who gives?
Wait, what time is it?
I don't even know. You know what? We should probably go to break.
Yeah, let's take a break, man.
We're like two. Okay, we're going to go to break real quick. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz, where, you know, Jasmine and I have discussed our life so far for this entire segment.
We're not even halfway done yet, folks.
We're not even halfway done. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
I don't mean to show it all on my face, babe. And I don't mean to wear it all on my sleeve. But when we mess around, suddenly my heart's what I found. And now I wanna call you my baby. I wanna be your best friend, yeah. It's so crazy amazing.
But is your mind right? Are you self-reflective? Can you handle the limelight when you under pressure? Like 50 Cent girl, 21 questions. You my Medicaid, probably made me levitate. What's up with the head? Ooh, not to get ahead of things. Don't be shy, just back it up on me. Take your time, I like it when you slow me down. I seen so many girls tonight, I do not know what to do now. But tell you you're mine.
And you know I'm feeling it.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the last show of it on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So for those of you who are just tuning in, honestly, we got through one article and then we just totally got onto a rant about how basically I parked like a jerk in Jasmine's spot. She flipped out on me. I almost cried in the parking lot. My eyelashes were about to fall off. My highlight was about to smear. Everything was going downhill. So honestly, you guys didn't miss much. So we've only gotten through one article, but it's cool because it was a good conversation. Like, it had to be discussed.
Yeah.
But okay, before, okay, I know you guys are probably like, oh my gosh, she's not talking about Hollywood gossip. But okay, we need to discuss what happened yesterday between Jasmine and I. Okay, Jasmine, I was having the worst day ever. Like, and by the worst, I mean like I was not having it. I needed everyone off my back. I could not do yesterday. And Jasmine had called me at dinner and she was like, where are you? Like, I came to your room and you're not there. And like hearing that made my heart like so happy because I knew she had seen something, because I had said something on like Twitter about it and she had seen it, and it made like my heart so happy. I'm like, oh my god, someone cares about me. And so I go to her room, and somehow we got, you know, after I told her about what was going on, she brings up, she's texting.
No, I'm like cracking up.
Yeah, you're cracking up and we're talking, and I'm like, okay, this isn't funny. Like, I'm really upset.
Well, at this point, Logan was in the room too.
That's so true.
Like, you and him, I think, were like, you were talking, so I figured, oh, Logan's listening.
Yeah.
So I'm like checking my text messages, and I have a group text with my siblings. So I have two younger brothers and a younger sister. And I don't, should I just explain like what happened?
Yeah, just honestly, read the text, because I was dying.
So,
but remember, keep it PG.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep it PG.
I think it was PG, though, because your sister was in it.
Yeah. So me and my siblings are, like, texting, right? And we're sending each other funny pictures and stuff. And out of nowhere, my little sister, Daisy, goes, Gordo, did you drink some of my milk? Gordo is my little brother, right? He's 18. Just to give you some background, Gordo is 18. Danilo is 15, or going to be 15. And Daisy will be 13. So Daisy goes, Gordo, did you drink some of my milk? And Gordo's like, no, I've been at work all day, WTF. And Daisy goes, yesterday. And Gordo goes, and I worked out in the morning, I wasn't even home. And Daisy goes, at night. And Gordo goes, no, not yesterday either. Is the gallon of milk yours now? And Daisy goes, the one that has my name on it, there's two. And Gordo goes, did you ask Dad? And Daisy goes, no, but I will, because it went down a lot and it's expensive. And I'm like, Daisy, you're ridiculous. And Daisy goes, it's organic milk. And Gordo goes, WTF, why are you buying your own milk? Mom buys it. And then he continues and says, you should have said organic milk. No, I didn't touch it. You probably drank it sleepwalking. No one want to touch that ish. So at this point, I'm cracking up, right? And I'm reading this conversation to Logan and Alyssa. And then Daisy continues and says, the doctor said I'm drinking too much milk with hormones, so I have to drink organic now. And Gordo goes, you do drink a lot of milk. And Daisy goes, that's why. And then she like adds on to the sleepwalking thing. And she's like, I haven't slept walked since we lived in Richmond. And Gordo goes, why don't you just drink water, Daisy? And Daisy goes, because I really like milk.
I'm trying so hard, oh, not to laugh so loud and like bust the levels on this station.
Yeah,
I'm not just kidding. During the moment, I was on the floor dying for some, just Daisy and her milk, man. Like, she is like, no one touch my milk.
She literally cannot go a day without drinking milk. Whenever I'm home, she always either is drinking like milk or some sugary drink. So we always pressure her to drink water, but she's always like, no, I'm drinking milk.
I'm drinking milk.
Yeah, it was just, it was hilarious. Oh my gosh,
that was so funny. I was dying. I thought it needed to be shared over, you know, air, because last night, it was the only thing that cheered me up, man. I was like dying.
No, the icing on the cake, though, was when she was like, but I really like milk.
I loved when your brother was like, no one drink that ish. Yeah, no. Like, no one drinks organic
because
milk.
You probably drink it sleepwalking. No one want to touch that ish.
And by ish, we all know what she means. Ish. What rhymes with ish?
You guys get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you guys can put two and two together.
You guys are hip.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Okay, so the next article, now that you know Jazz and I are done talking about our lives, because we all know you guys are all probably so interested in ourselves and us.
Oh man.
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen share first photo of baby Luna's face. See the adorable snap. So I don't know if any of you guys know John Legend, who is an artist, and Chrissy Teigen, who started out as a model, and she has her own like cookbook out. She's so cute. She has like that like baby face. Like, she's always gonna have a baby face.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like
she has very nice skin.
Oh my gosh, it's flawless. And so she recently gave birth to their first child, and they named her Luna Simone, and they gave birth to her on Wednesday. And they gave us all a first look at the baby's face, which is just as adorable as you'd expect.
She's so cute.
Okay, so I knew you were gonna say that. How do you, like, it's a baby.
Well, I just think she's super cute because I can see, like, the features of John Legend and of
Chrissy. That's true.
I think it's just really cute how you can see, like, you know, usually in newborn babies, I usually don't think they're cute, but this baby's really, really cute because you can really see the features coming out from the parents.
Okay.
I don't know. I just,
actually, now that you say that, you know, those of you who've listened to my show before, I'm like, okay, how can someone say a baby's cute? They look like a little sack of potatoes. You know, their features like haven't come out. But now that you say that, I kind of do see like John Legend's features in Luna.
Yeah.
The picture is kind of taken from like the side of Luna, and she's looking down, and she has a full head of hair, like, yeah, already, like a week after being born, a full head of dark hair.
Mixed babies. That's what happens when they're mixed babies.
Seriously. And she has like brown eyes. To me, they look a little black, so I'm guessing she's probably possessed or something, but you know, I'm gonna continue.
It is a newborn baby, Alyssa. I had black eyes when I was born, and look at them now.
I'm not gonna lie, they're a little dark in the picture, so you probably couldn't tell that they're brown.
I'm sorry, we're not all blessed to have blue eyes like you, Alyssa. What, were they gray when you were born? Huh? Looking like a husky.
Like a newborn dog.
Like a newborn dog.
Like a sled dog.
Okay, we get it.
You're like, okay, shut up. I'm like, you're not that funny. Shut up. I'm always waiting for someone to be like, literally, shut up. You're not funny.
It's okay. I'll be that person.
But I'm glad you are, because you're funny when you say it. Oh, so thanks. At least I like won't feel as bad. I'll just be like, okay.
Okay, so anyway.
So back to Luna. So she has like,
do you know what Luna means in Spanish?
Moon.
Wow.
You know what?
Those couple years of Spanish class really taught you something.
When I failed it once and had to retake it, that's how I learned it.
Hey, you know, the whole audience didn't need to know that.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, I failed Spanish too. My junior year went downhill, had to retake it my senior year. Oh my God.
Honestly, if we were friends back then, you would have passed with flying colors.
No, I really wish we were, because junior year, my Spanish, it took, Charlotte takes a tumble with that stuff. Like, I was not.
I feel like you're that one kid that just thought pantalones was like the answer to everything.
Or, Puedo ir al baño. That's all, yep. I did. That's probably why I failed it, because I
that
always had to
horrible.
Go to the bathroom.
Please don't ever speak Spanish again.
Puedo ir al baño.
Oh my God.
Wait, you say it. I want to hear. I love when you speak in Spanish, because you're fluent at it, and it sounds beautiful.
Well,
actually,
that's a funny thing. Actually, I'm not very fluent. Oh. I'm pretty conversational. Like, I can get around in a Spanish speaking country.
Except for the one time with the CEO.
Okay, you know what?
Now we're going to roast each other.
You know what? Now we're shooting flames at each other, okay? All right. Just because of that, I'm not going to say it.
Fine. Wait, could you still say puedo ir al baño?
That's exactly what I said. I'm not going to say.
Oh, wait, please, please. Oh my gosh, she's going to be like the parking lot all over again. I know. Jasmine, please don't hate me. Just say it.
Puedo ir al baño?
Yeah. Ah, you know what? One of these days I'll be able to say it like that.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder, wait, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, so they are, I can't take this anymore. I'm about to sign off. Like, Jasmine and I are like, oh my gosh.
Wait, what were you saying about John Legend and Chrissy Teigen?
They, like, I don't want to offend, like, they,
what?
I feel like it's a mixed baby. Like, do you think she's going to grow up, like, speaking another?
Well, like, what languages do they speak? I'm pretty sure they just speak English.
Oh my gosh, I need to sign off.
I think you do need to. Okay, you know what, guys? This has been a great, great show. We're going to cut it short by about 20 minutes. This is DJ Fleek, and you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Goodbye.
You just took the biggest L ever on your show.
I'm pretty sure I just took the biggest L of the entire year. No, but the way you ended that, oh my gosh, that was really good.
Dude, honestly, I should just become a call major.
No, you really should. You literally just did the entire tag for the radio station, like with a DJ name and everything.
Honestly, it's too late now.
It's too deep. Too late to apologize. Oh my gosh, I'm not kidding. I feel like I'm just kind of like talking like to you because it's my last show and I don't really.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
Hollywood, who wants to know about Hollywood? I do, just on social media, but, you know.
Okay, so back to Luna after I took the big L.
She weighed 6 pounds, 11 ounces.
Yeah.
I weighed that much when I was born.
Wait, shut up. Yeah. Are you serious? That's a really tiny baby.
Like, yeah, nowadays. I was small.
I was big. I was like 8 pounds.
Dang.
I'm a big girl.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
I'm a big girl.
Oh my gosh, I'm cracking up. Oh,
that
up.
Reminds me of Hairspray.
Huh?
I'm a big girl now. Mama, I'm a big girl now.
Oh my, you know, gosh, that song? Yeah. I Mama, probably took an I'm L on that last night now. Too.
Yeah, you did.
Because we did like music trivia.
You sucked.
No, I sucked.
Honestly, I was just glaring at you the whole time when you didn't know any of the musical songs.
No, like the Disney songs.
You didn't know Popular from Wicked?
No. I mean, I've seen the play, but I don't.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I haven't even seen the play and I knew that song.
I knew Ty Dolla Sign. I knew G-Eazy.
I think you guys are witnessing a friendship falling apart on live air.
I knew.
Yeah, you knew all the Ratchet stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly
some
the way
Drake.
To put it.
I played a Drake song I didn't even know. No, and you knew
I can't
it.
Believe you never have heard Pop Style.
I don't listen to Drake.
I thought you did.
No.
Dang, girlfriend.
I've never been a fan of Drake.
Dang. I mean, I haven't really either, but his new songs that just came out are pretty good.
I like that one.
The one dance?
I ain't even one dance. I don't know how it goes.
Oh my gosh. This is like, I just love talking to you. Like, but.
Likewise.
Likewise. But yeah, so I feel.
Your laptop's about to die.
I know. I'm at literally 7%. Like, that's pretty much how my life's going. So Luna was 6 pounds, 11 ounces, which I did not know you were. That's a tiny baby nowadays. Like, yeah, usually they come out real fat, you know, like me, like 8 pounds, 9 pounds.
Yeah. I don't know why I was so small. I don't know if I was like if my mom had me early or I don't know.
Yeah. I think my brother was bigger than me.
Yeah, I was the smallest out of all my siblings. All of them were like 7 to 8 pounds.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the article, it's kind of like a picture article. So there's another picture of Chrissy Teigen and baby Luna with their dog, who's, that's a little French bulldog, right?
Honestly, the main focus of that picture is her cleavage.
No, I know. Okay, so she's in this, she was probably feeding Luna. And so she's in like her bra. And I have never seen bigger
yes you have
actually yeah Kim Kardashian
yeah
those are like the size of two heads put together.
It's like two watermelons
literally, like, because she's a tiny girl.
Who, Chrissy?
Yeah
so for her body size, that's definitely little, huge.
They kind of look like implants, but I'm guessing since she's breastfeeding,
you know, I don't know, I've always wondered if her boobs were real.
You think her boobs aren't real?
I think they are, just because of how they're like shaped and how they're like super mobile. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like on, I mean, lip sync battles, on lip sync battles, you know how like she dances around and stuff, and they like usually fake boobs are pretty stiff and stuff, and like they have that extra oomph, but hers don't, and they're just kind of like more natural looking. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense to me. I mean, any guys who are listening, they're probably like, huh? Actually, no, the guys probably do know.
I think it's just a girl thing, like you just, or just an observing that, like, if you're very observant, I feel like you can tell the difference. But
yeah, but it's a cute picture. You can tell she's not wearing makeup, which it's obvious to me. It's always really nice seeing celebrities like not wear makeup. Like, what kind of makes me angry, I mean, I, for those of you who don't know, I actually just recently learned this about you, that you actually don't like the Kardashians. You really only like Khloe.
Yeah.
Now, for those, I was shocked. I totally went this entire time knowing you and being your, like, you being one of my close friends, And all of a sudden she goes, yeah, I don't like the Kardashians. So like what you're tagging me in, like, really, I don't care. And I was like,
at least I was straight up about it.
That's true. Like, yeah. That's so true. And I'd rather you be straight up. But she says that and I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, so this entire time that we've been friends, I've tagged you in literally over a million just Kardashian in general related Instagram pictures and you just don't really like the Kardashians. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But the one thing that angers me is the fact, so I know it's going to anger you. Kylie Jenner, literally, she needs, I mean, she's, I think she is very pretty. She's also very into herself, but she, I feel like she needs to learn to be okay with going out in public, like without makeup, because I've only seen her in public without makeup probably once or twice.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you on that. I think she is comfortable without wearing makeup. She posts a lot of Snapchats without. Okay. I may not like the Kardashians, but there was a time when I did like Kylie and I followed her on Snapchat and I just haven't like deleted her off of it yet. But she like doesn't wear makeup all the time in her snaps from what I observe. And she posts selfies on Instagram and stuff without makeup, doesn't she?
I mean, I feel
like I've seen her like naked faced a lot.
Okay, so then again, these celebrities can afford high-end, like, skincare regimens and, you know, all this stuff that'll help your skin look extremely nice without makeup.
So, or she could be wearing, like, a foundation that looks supernatural.
Even it out, in a sense.
Yeah, because no one's skin, like, you have to have some flush color in your skin or, like, there's no way her skin's that evenly pigmented without makeup. No,
see, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's what I kind of was like trying to say, because her skin, I mean, after you said the skin routine kind of stuff, I mean, it does make sense. They do have a lot of money. But like when I take my foundation off, I mean, I do. When I was little, I had really bad acne and you can't, I mean, I can still see it through my makeup, but I don't, when I, you know, when it's a fresh face, you can't see it. But I don't know. Like when I take my makeup off and I have nothing on, like, my face does not look like that.
And I mean, I understand all of our skin types are different, but I don't know. It's like, we'll never really know unless we become a part of their lives, you know?
That's very true. But yeah, I don't know. I just kind of was like looking at Chrissy Teigen's face and it's very, she, you can tell in general, she just has flawless skin.
Yeah.
Because of, I feel like, I mean, white people get really sucky skin. Like your skin is literally beautiful.
Are you kidding me?
Like yours and Allie has beautiful skin.
Okay, yeah. Allie's skin is really nice. It's like velvety.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like I don't know what it is.
It's so gorgeous.
Heck no, my skin, what the heck?
I think because you have color to your skin's very pretty, like on your face, like naturally. So take that compliment and run with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, peace out. Yeah, I'm running with it.
She like jumped out the window. She's like, all right, I'm actually running.
I like took off my headphones about to run.
But yeah, so Chrissy's face, it's like all natural. She has no makeup on and she's just so pretty. She's so cute. She's baby face. She's cute. I mean, I feel like I shouldn't call her cute because she's a grown woman, but she is like cute.
No,
like, she's
cute. Yeah.
But yeah, so... Wow, there's a little picture of her and John.
Sometimes she does have little googly eyes, though. Do you notice that?
You want to know who I think of? Kaylin.
Kaylin. Yep, that's exactly what I think of. I think of Kaylin. Because she, like, sometimes her eyes are a little googly. Like, I don't know what direction she's looking.
No, I totally... You have literally brought that word or that saying into my vocabulary, and it is so fun to use. I'm like, yo, look... I'll be at, like, a party. Yo, look at this chick. She has googly eyes. So funny. Oh, but we all know why she has googly eyes.
Yeah,
she ain't all there.
oh my gosh, poor Chrissy.
I know.
I sorry. Don't mean it like that. You just have googly eyes, okay?
Sorry, Chrissy. You just kind of got googly eyes.
We're acting as if Chrissy Teigen's gonna listen to this podcast right now.
I know. I'm getting my hopes like real.
What's up,
high.
Chrissy?
What's up? We're gonna shout you out.
You too, John.
Nice wreck. Okay, so we're gonna head to our second break of the evening. You know, you've learned some more about Jazz and I's life, you know, our opinions, how we feel about certain things.
Oh my gosh.
You've also heard your only second article of the Hollywood Glitz, which is supposed to be about celebrity gossip.
Hey, I'm a celebrity somewhere.
That's true. I am a celebrity, so. But we're gonna head to our second break. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Everything you do shows me you know it. behind it all, you are the motive. Don't tell you enough, but baby, I'll show it, show it. He say the king where he come from, take a young quench to no one. So baby, I'ma drive it like it's stolen, I'ma fix it like it's broken. We can catch a flight up to London, go to the mall for the lump sum. They could try to catch up to us, but they're too busy making assumptions. Boy, you know all I do. Stay up all night, losing sleep over you. All I do is drive myself crazy. Think about my. Use the way you walk, way you talk, babe. Yeah, yeah. Use the way you love, the way you way. Yeah, yeah. Use the way you walk, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah. Use the way you. It's the way you are.
She said, I ain't even make my bed up. Watch your step, you won't wake my mama in there up.
Psh, girl, didn't I tell you at the club? We gon' wake your neighbors, turn your block club to my fan club. And it happened so fast. I'm glad I strapped up. Ask her when she... If she said I lapped ya twice. Run it back for the door, rematch. Flip the crib when we rematch. It get hot than no more. Glass cup, you can ask her if I'm. She get I gotta keep it a secret. I keep a key in my lower pocket inside a register below the lower octave. Dirty laundry in my closet. They be strung out on the street, left to drive with draw seats and no deposit. But don't gotta worry, put my hand on your mouth, put my hands in your mouth, girl. We got friends at my house, you know the way.
It's the way you are, way you talk, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you love, the way you way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you are, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you, it's the way you are. This thing we got is crazy. Only thing I know is you're my baby, yeah, yeah. Forever down, I am your lady. Always for sure, never a maybe, yeah, yeah. Never met someone who spoke my language. Never met a n***a done with playing. You the type of n***a make me lane switch. Hand me the brush and say paint it. Give me your heart and I hold it. Show me your soul and I'll mold it. Baby boy, you gotta be the dopest. Gotta be the f*** with the coldest. Boy, I know all I do is stay up all night, losing sleep over you. All I do is drive myself crazy. Think about my baby. It's the way you are, yeah. Way you talk, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you love, the way you way, yeah, yeah, yeah. Use the way you are, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Use the way you, it's the way you are.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my friend DJ Fleek.
What's up, y'all?
What's up? And you're listening here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and that was definitely a text tone that went off at the end of that song. Sorry, guys. Because, like, as you know, my computer's linked to my text, but my aunt was texting me, and she's like, this is more like the Jazz and Alyssa show. It is too funny. Thank God someone likes to listen to us talk about ourselves.
Literally. That's all we do.
That's all honestly. We do is talk about ourselves, and we're like, I'm not kidding. This entire show has been Jasmine and I talking about ourselves and like how cool we are.
Hey, that's basically Hollywood gossip. That's celebrity gossip.
But you know what? I think it's a great topic. I mean, I love talking about myself.
Yeah, same.
we're like slowly, yeah, like shrinking. We're like, we, yeah, like talking about it because everyone's usually like, oh my God, how conceited.
Whatever.
But so our next article that I would like to talk about is that Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna squashed those feud rumors. Now, I'm guessing you know about Kylie Jenner and, yeah, she's rolling her eyes, Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna is Tyga's ex-wife, I believe, ex-girlfriend. All I know is that she's the baby mama of their child. And Kylie Jenner is Tyga's current girlfriend, who is also, what, she's still 18, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, dude, Jazz is like already like, yeah, I'm done. She's like, let's go back to talking about me.
Yeah, honestly, I have like freaking steam coming out of my ears just talking about this.
I am not even kidding. I did not know you hated the Kardashians until literally, what, 3 weeks ago when you told me, and my jaw dropped.
Yeah, I just, you know, didn't want to say anything for the sake of your feelings. And then finally, I just had enough. She was
like afraid to hurt my feelings, like made me cry.
I had enough of the Instagram tagging. And honestly, I was just like, dude, I really don't like them.
So basically what happened, and I saw it too, and I was so confused. I went on Instagram this week, and Kylie and Blac Chyna were posing together in Kris Jenner's bathroom together. And for those of you who don't know, Blac Chyna recently got engaged to Robert Kardashian, blah, blah, blah. You know, no one really knows who Robert Kardashian is, or Rob Kardashian is anymore. So I'm not really going to talk about him. But because he went into hiding because he became so overweight, he was embarrassed. I mean, another like, dude, you did it to yourself. I don't really have any sympathy for you in a sense. And the whole, like one whole season was like the sisters all trying to get him to lose weight. And he was like, I'm going to do it. And he just didn't, like, every episode he was eating like.
He didn't want help. He didn't want to accept the help that people were offering him. And I don't know. He's just, whatever. I mean, he's doing better now, but.
I know. I don't know. It's weird because it's like people keep saying that he's doing better because of Blac Chyna. I don't know. I mean, do you think that he's doing better because ever since he's met her? Like they met and were dating beginning of what, January? So they've been dating for a while.
I honestly don't know. I don't know anything about like their relationship or when it started or.
I don't even know
when Blac Chyna and Tyga were together.
I just think Blac Chyna and Rob are such an odd couple. And it's so funny because there was something on like Twitter the other day or the past couple of weeks since they've been engaged. And it was a picture of like Tyga. And it's like, it was said when you're the father of your child and you all of a sudden become the uncle because.
Yeah. He's like his kid's uncle and dad.
Because Blac Chyna is now engaged to Rob. And
Kylie
yeah
is the aunt of the baby
along with Tyga would
being
the uncle, right?
Yeah,
dude, it was trippy.
It's so weird.
The Kardashian clan is always in the news for doing something crazy, like what, Khloe got married in 9 days once, Kim has been married and divorced twice, she was married once in Las Vegas at the age of like 17. It's crazy. They're always in the news for doing something weird, out of the normal kind of thing. But so the article goes on to say everyone presumes that Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna are enemies and don't get along. After all, the 18-year-old reality star is dating Tyga, the father of Chyna's 3-year-old son. But on Thursday, the two girls shut down the rumor by posting together on Snapchat. Now, I saw it on Instagram because I always go on Instagram before I go on Snapchat. But Chyna, who was engaged to Kylie's big brother Rob, shared a pic of the two posing closely in the bathroom mirror titled "Hanging out with my little sis," she captioned it. Kylie posted another pic from the moment writing, "When we've been best friends the whole time."
That is so fake.
That is fake. That annoys is so me. Fake. Like, shut up, Kylie.
You guys have not been best friends. Since when? Okay, all your best friends are in your Snapchat all the time. Not once has Blac Chyna been in your snaps. Because you guys are not best friends. You do not hang out. Why would you hang out with the baby mama of your current boyfriend who has been starting drama with your family?
No, that angers just so me. Fake. It's annoying. Yeah, that really actually kind of, I was like, you're so fake. I'm like, literally shut up.
They do everything for publicity.
Especially, honestly, that's where it kind of gets annoying with Kylie because I'm like, you're just chill. But I'm not going to lie on. I watched the little promo for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I want to say it's like season, what, 25,000, honestly.
Yes, like that.
Xbox 360, I don't even know. I don't even know, but it was the promo, and in the promo, Kylie and Khloe are in, like, talking to each other, and Kylie goes, you know, I would kill to just go a day without being noticed or like being recognized. And Chloe literally laughs at her and is like, no, you wouldn't. Like, you would never want to be.
No.
Like, because it's true.
This lifestyle.
Yeah. And she's so into herself. Like, if she could not go a day without being recognized and not being getting money and being famous.
She can't go a day without Snapchatting what her makeup looks like that day, without Instagramming what she's wearing, without... Like, she expects all this attention.
I know.
And if she didn't get it for one day, her ego would go probably down.
I know. She'd cry. She'd literally cry.
And then the fact that she has her own lippy line, her own makeup line, it makes me so mad.
Does it really?
It does.
Hey, but you said that you kind of almost bought a lippy, though, from her. No. I remember you mentioned that you almost...
I mean, I never physically went on the site. I didn't even look at the website until like yesterday for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been on.
Yeah, no. And I just... Yeah, her lip glosses are nice, but you can get those at the drugstore.
That's true.
The types of... excuse me. The types of lip glosses that she has, like... And did you see the review that Jeffree Star gave?
Yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah, all of her wands, her applicators are really jacked up.
At least in this like last shipment.
Yeah, and it's like you're a celebrity with...
Wait, explain to them who Jeffree Star
is. Okay, so Jeffree Star is, he is the owner of his own makeup company as well. But he's been, a model? He came up, I remember seeing him since like middle school, like
I remember
in social
him on
media.
YouTube,
yeah, right? Yeah, he's been kind of all over the place. But yeah, he gave a review on her lippies and was like, you're a celebrity. Like, all these people are expecting super high quality from you, and you don't have it. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean...
And he threw them away. Did you see in the video?
No.
He literally took her lippies that I guess she sent him and just threw them in the trash. He was like, these are trash. And threw them away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She addressed that issue recently on Twitter.
She did. Yeah. She's sending everyone new wands. New applicators.
Yeah, something or another. I don't know, but...
Sorry, just talking about the Kardashians and the Jenners just fires me up, honestly.
But it's good, because then I like to hear, your opinion on things.
But I know you like them, so it, makes me feel...
No, but I like to hear, honestly, I'm not kidding. If I could get probably, my mom on here, my mom would be like, I literally hate them. She's like, you watch trash television.
This is why me and your mom are going to be BFFs.
Yeah, she still wants you to come over and do her makeup.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For those of you who don't know, when Jasmine was first on my show, what did we say earlier? Like, show 3 or 4?
I forgot. One of those.
One of the early shows. My mom had texted me after the show and was like, wait, when is Jazz going to come home and do my makeup? She's like, wait, I need a lippy. I'm like, Mom, she doesn't give them out. She just gives me suggestions to what to buy.
Mother's Day gift.
Mother's
Day gifts. Buy her some ColourPop.
That's a good idea.
Mom, if you're listening, don't listen.
Yeah, pretend you didn't hear
Cover your ears.
Yeah, so my mom was like, when am I going to have my makeup done by Jasmine? That's not fair. And so it was funny.
Looking at what your aunt's saying.
Oh, yeah. My aunt's texting me. She goes, this is more like the Jazz and Alyssa show. It is too funny. And then she was like, there's not a lot going on in Hollywood, which totally was true. I was looking at articles this week and there wasn't a lot going on. I mean, the whole thing with Prince passing away came up obviously for every single website and article. Yeah. But I listened to Prince when I was little, but I felt like it wasn't enough for me to discuss because it's not like that's who I listen to now. So I don't know enough about him to talk about him. But I mean... Yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't know, he did pass away the other day from... No one really knows, but I remembered seeing an article saying that the autopsy, it may take a couple weeks to even do with him.
Yeah.
Because people were really confused how he all of a sudden just passed.
I think people are concerned that it was due to a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Because he was sick.
Hold on, I'm showing Jazz a text from my mom. She goes, OMG.
Oh, she goes, okay, I didn't hear that. Good job, Mom.
So he apparently, I kind of heard the same thing. I had heard that he was taking something for a hip problem and his plane had to do an emergency landing. And then I saw on one article that they found him dead in an elevator. Stories are everywhere right now with the whole Prince passing away.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't really want to discuss that just because I didn't have a lot of background information and I didn't really know a lot about him. Because for those of you who know, I obviously do articles where I know a lot about a certain celebrity. Because, I mean, why would I talk about a celebrity that I don't really know a lot about? It'd be kind of pointless. True. It'd be like, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So right now my computer is at 2%. So let's pray. Let's do a small prayer. So, yeah. What was I talking about? I was talking about the Kylie thing. And then I just kind of got, I don't know, we kind of got carried away. But one of the last articles I kind of wanted to discuss was that Time came out with their 100 most influential people. And two of the people on it are actually Nicki Minaj being one, the woman, and Leonardo DiCaprio being the other. How do you feel about Nicki Minaj making that list?
You know, I don't follow Nicki Minaj all too much. But just from what I have followed from her, I don't know. She's not, I wouldn't see her as like a role model or influential in any way.
Me either. The thing is, I remember, do you remember that she came out with an MTV show a couple years ago on her life on tour, like the Pink Print tour?
Yeah, that was when she had like the crazy hair and stuff,
when
right?
When she was totally, like she totally.
She totally changed. Like glowed up. Yeah.
Like she doesn't dress crazy anymore because she used to wear these crazy ass, oh, whoops. Well, there it is, guys.
Don't look on your face. Oh, you just stop and go, oh.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Sue, please. It was an accident.
I know. It was an accident.
Wait, like, is that even considered a bad word, though, really? Don't I know, they say I that mean, on the radio?
Basically, yeah.
Like, on the actual radio?
Yeah. Even in songs. You know, songs.
Sue, just pass her. Just, come on, man. Don't
please,
dock her
Sue,
for that.
Pass me. What I was saying is he's crazy. I just can't. No, I totally can picture my face because I was like, oh.
You were like, oh. And like my head. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm over here like, oh.
You're like, bleep, bleep, bleep,
there's
bleep.
There's no way I could save that.
There's no coming back.
Nope.
But she.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Do you remember that last show? Like, you meet me in real life. I'm like, bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep. Like, I'm nothing like on the radio.
Need to walk around with bleep buttons.
I know. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. So, Nicki Minaj totally did, as you said, like, she's just completely changed. She's a new woman. But she used to dress up in these crazy outfits with these crazy hairdos, super, you know, bright, everyone look at me kind of, you know, outfits. And I felt like she kind of disappeared for a while and then came back wearing like all like slang almost, like all black dresses, new dresses. She looked very professional and she looked really pretty. Her hair was like a nice like
dark. It was like black, right?
Yeah, and then she changed it kind of to like golden blonde.
But oh, okay. Uh-huh.
She looks, she's so well put together now. Like,
I think she's beautiful. I think she's always been beautiful. She was just kind of wacky at first.
She was kind of immature in a sense.
Yeah, and I didn't really like her music.
Me either. Because she had like the whole, what is it, alter ego kind of stuff going on where she would do different voices in her rap.
Sir, what they're gonna say.
Yes!
She did that weird, like.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
So she totally did a complete, like
180.
Yeah, because I was about to say
it's
360.
Okay, I got you. I took geometry in high school.
I was going to say 360. I'm like, Xbox 360. No,
please stop. Oh my God. Thank God I came on this show. I don't know what you would do without me, honestly.
No, I really don't either.
Did a complete 95.
She did a complete 95 degree angle. Like, sometimes I really wonder. No, I really wonder how you actually hang out with me sometimes. The things that come out of my mouth, I'm not kidding. I really, I question half the people who hang out with me. Like, why? Why do you guys hang out with me? The complete 95 degree angle.
She did a complete obtuse angle.
She did a complete triangle.
I'm so done with you. Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, this is a great last show, honestly. So basically she came out with this whole show is what she was saying.
She came out with the show.
Oh my, I'm done. We're out. Bye, peace. 90 to 5, 95 degree angle out.
90 to 5.
I totally did say that.
I'm sorry, guys. We are just falling off the tracks right now.
I did say we're 90 like a train to 5.
That derailed right now.
I heard
you
myself
just said say you just said 90 to 5.
90 to 5 degrees. I'm so done. Oh, Jasmine's like eyelashes are falling off. She's about to cry.
They're literally like hanging off of my face right now.
But she came out with that show, and I remember it was so funny. I can't come back from that. That is so. I'm done, man. This is it.
So anyway, about Nicki Minaj, what are we talking about?
I don't.
She came out with a show.
For what, the 500th time that I've said that?
Yeah, wait, I'm even know where you're going with
like
this,
each
honestly.
Sentence I've done. So she came out with a show. So she came out with a show. So she came.
Okay,
out
okay, okay. This is a disaster. I'm so sorry.
No, this is funny. I mean, I'm laughing.
I know.
And on her, well, I'm at 1%. I'm about to freak out with my laptop. So on the,
try to charge it.
So on the show, she was stating how there was actually one like clip from the show that I really remembered, and it was actually recently brought into my ethics class, I want to say 3 weeks ago. And I don't know if you remember, you've seen this somewhere, but it's of Nicki Minaj talking about how, you know, if a guy's basically a bee,
okay,
he would be considered a boss because he knows what he wants and he knows how to run a business and mm-hmm. how to run everything. But if a girl's being a bee because she is, you know, trying to get things done because
she's just straight up a bee.
Yeah, she's not a boss.
And she's hormonal.
Yes.
And she, yeah.
Have you seen that clip?
No, but I've heard stuff like that where like men can be bossy in a workplace and it be okay. But if a woman is bossy in a workplace, oh, it's a huge problem. And everyone says that she's either on her period or,
yes,
you know, she's just, she has a power trip or, yeah.
And I think that to me, that's so offensive because that's where the double standard comes in. And I don't like that at all. It's not fair that a guy can be basically the female, you know, the guy version of a girl being a bee. And then me to be like that. And I'm not a boss at all. I'm a woman who is a bee.
If I was a boss and someone came up to me, or specifically a male employee came up to me and was like, are you on your period? I'd be like, yeah, I am. Go buy me some tampons or you're fired.
Oh. No, I just think that's so wrong. I don't know. To me, that's so offensive. Like, I don't, yeah, that's where the
society
whole, yeah. Yeah. But I think when I remembered her saying that, it was, I don't know, it just kind of, I mean, it still sits with me. I always remember that clip because she was like, it's so not fair. She's like, because a woman has to be this, 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 and this. And she, you know, she was saying, you know, we have to be sexy. We have to be strong. We have to be smart. And when we want to get what we want because we're running our own business, we're going to be considered, you know, a bee because we, you know, yeah, we basically are having attitude, but right, you're not, you're just, you need to run a business. So you need to have a certain attitude for that.
Exactly.
But I don't know, in a sense, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like she's one of the most influential people, but that clip really sat with me. So I feel, mm-hmm, I don't know. Like, I don't really
feel like,
do you kind of
where you're coming from? Yeah.
But I don't know. She made the Time Magazine 100 Most Influential People. And I don't know. I was kind of shocked like you. But the thing that just came to me was the whole, like, her explaining how, you know, a guy can do this, but a girl
can't. No, yeah, that's a great example.
But
it's a good one.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if, I mean, right now I'm at 1% on my computer. But I mean, that's pretty much it. That's an hour of the show. On my last show.
No.
So I think I'm gonna wrap it up. You guys, oh my gosh, this is so sad, but I'm gonna be in radio next semester, so I'm hoping I'll have a show next semester. I know those who do broadcasting, kind of like how I've been doing softball, don't always have to do radio shows depending upon how many broadcasts they do. Mm-hmm. But I would love to have my show back. I really enjoyed doing it. I can totally see how far I've come. Because what, the first show, I finished all my topics within like one and a half segments, and now I'm able to talk for a full hour.
Right.
So I totally enjoyed doing radio, and I myself can see how far I've come. So I hope, I mean, I'm pretty sure Stu will let me do it again. I really love doing it.
I hope so. This was fun.
This is fun. I love when you come on.
Thanks.
You always.
I love I'm not coming kidding. On. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thank you for coming. I'm not kidding. I get the most texts after every show with you.
Stop.
I swear. Everyone else, you know, I mean, I get texts with other, like, hey, like, you know, you and so-and-so did great, but I'm not kidding. I get texts throughout the entire, like, they'll send me texts after, like, oh, you did good. But, like, during my entire shows, like, with you, I'm getting texts, like, throughout. Like, oh, my gosh, what you just said was so funny. Your jazz is so, right? Like, you know what? I'd be mad at you, too, for that parking spot. Like, that's what my aunt said earlier. She was like, you know what? I'd be mad at you. What'd she say? I'm going to pull it up before my computer dies.
Honestly, I can't wait to hang out with you and your fam, and then we just all roast on you.
No, she goes, I would have been annoyed at you for parking in my spot, too. DJ Fleek gets some... what did she say? Serious points for forgiving you. Like, wow, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Did you not see my face? I was like, I'm so annoyed.
No, I'm not kidding. I thought you were going to defriend me for the rest of your life. And I like freaked.
Just like block you on all social media.
I know. I was tripping.
For parking in my spot.
But that does it for my last and final show of this semester. Oh my gosh, this is sad.
Yeah.
I like don't want to sign off. It was kind of like last week how I'm like, I don't want to sign off. This is really fun right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to sign off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to my show this semester of The Hollywood Glitz. I am your host, DJ Diamond, with my trusty co-host, sidekick, BFF, makeup artist, person who hates me for parking in their spot.
DJ Fleek.
DJ Fleek.
DJ Fleek.
I'll probably, you know, I hope you guys will tune in next semester when I have my shows again. So thank you so much. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
For them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, she gon' shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Tick, she gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Every day I'm counting blue hunters. Broke, I always wanna hold something. She don't smoke, but she gonna roll something. Got a bad, she ready to something. How you get that all up in the bean? She threw it back, I went deep. How you get that? All up in the jeans, she threw it back. I went deep. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Chick, she gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something.
Yeah, peel up.
She
yeah.
gon' shake it for them blue hunters.
Yeah, she gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Come through, she let the crew run it. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout nothing. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout nothing. I got hella on the internet, but I ain't into that. I'm somewhere focused on a bigger check. All the big girls get loose with it. All the model, let's sue. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. Yeah.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Chick, she gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters.
got everything.